Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We sure appreciate that, and get ready to enjoy the weekend. Before we get started today, we're going to be talking about our new experiences that we had down at Walt Disney World a couple of weeks back. We want to remind you of our great sponsor. That's our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. They are an earmarked platinum agency, which means Disney has recognized them for being the best of the best. So, hey, you deserve the best. So drop by themagicforless.com today. Fill out that free, no obligation quote. There are some great specials for Walt Disney World here in the first half of 2018. There's a fun and sun offer. There's packages for a summer meal deal. Great room only offers as well. Just drop by themagicforless.com today, fill out that free, no obligation quote, and please let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast, and you and I are going to be looking into seeing if that 2018 vacation is possible. We're going to check that availability, that pricing, and we're going to get you in a great package. So check them out today. Make your resolution to have an awesome vacation with the Magic for Less here in 2018. Check them out over at themagicforless.com. Today's show also brought to you by our Amazon affiliate link at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You've been hearing us talk about this for the past few months. It's the easiest way to support the Be Our Guest podcast. You're going to do that online shopping anyway. Just use our link. Bookmark it on all the devices that you use. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And click through each and every time you do that online shopping over at Amazon. We appreciate that so very much. Again, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1278 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Friday to you. Sorry, I can't offer you a three-day weekend here in the States like we had last weekend, but we're going to make the most of these 48 hours that we have this weekend, and we're going to kick it off right now by talking some Disney. And I know it is super cold, a lot of places here in the States. Let's warm up with some Disney talk, even though, really, what we're going to be talking about today, it wasn't very warm when we did any of these things, but it was still Walt Disney World, so you can't argue with that. So joining me today to talk about some of those new things that we got to experience down at Walt Disney World over Marathon Weekend and New Year's Eve, we have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less, TGIF. I needed this one.
I did not have a 4-day weekend this week, or a 4-day work week, I guess I should say. I actually had a 5-day work week, so boo for me.
I didn't
so
have one either.
The weekend.
Yeah, mine was a 5-day week, and it's a busy week. It's a good thing, but yeah, so much for having that day off.
Right.
You know what? But I always remember that on these 4-day weeks, that it seems like it wears you out more than even a 5-day week. I don't know why, because you're not working as many days. Like when I used to teach school, like I'd come home from those 4-day weeks just exhausted. And it wasn't even as bad as a 5. I don't know. It's weird.
I agree. It is nice to have the 5-day week, I guess. So.
Well, don't say that on the. I'd still take a three-day weekend.
I went too far. Don't get crazy.
All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Pam Forrester, how is Pittsburgh now that McCutchen has been traded to the Giants? He's an icon in Pittsburgh. Did you know that he was traded earlier this week?
I didn't know it. Yeah. I really don't follow at all. I will be honest.
I'm glad. You know what? As a Cardinal fan, I'm just glad to see him out of the National League Central. I love the guy. He seemed like a nice guy, but he was. You know, he had the nickname Clutch, and he was very clutch against our team. So have fun on the West Coast, buddy.
Yes, I know. I think it was kind of a bad week. I have heard tell for Pittsburgh in general. but you know, I'm sure everyone will move on. It'll be, you know, next season before they know it. So
that's it. All right. So let's hop in because we have the Disney talk, lots to talk about today. Obviously, the three of us were down for New Year's Eve and for Marathon Weekend. And as we're down there, as good Disney fans do, as you do each and every time, you try to experience new things. That's a great thing about, you know, when people ask you, you're going to Disney again? What's wrong with you? the thing you can always come back with is I haven't done it all. You know, there's always something new to do. And in today's day and age, Disney is really, you know, piling on the new restaurants, new experiences, like, there's a Star Wars experience at Disney Springs I meant to do, didn't get to. Just different ways to experience things that have been there forever. So I'm going to lead it off with just a couple of things right off the top. We've talked about these on the podcast, but I'm going to give just a couple of thoughts on mine. First of all, we got to stay in a refurbished room at Pop Century. Could not be more impressed with those new rooms. They are amazing. The beds are so much more comfortable. They were queens. I mean, two queen beds at Pop Century. Score. When that bed folded up, the room seemed very big. I like the... it was just very, like, utilitarian. Like, the room had a place to charge everything. And, I mean, there were four of us. So, and of course, you know, Mallory got an iPad for her birthday or Christmas, one of the two. So she was charging that. I was charging my phone, my Apple Watch. Pam had her devices. There were devices everywhere, and there was space for that. There were cubbies to put your stuff in. There were coat hooks. There were hat hooks. Especially in the bathroom area. The bathroom was awesome because it had lots of places to store, like your shaving cream, your razor, your toothbrush. You know, we could all separate our stuff, and it just felt like, wow, there's a place for everything. It wasn't just on top of each other. And Pam, I know you've stayed in those rooms. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but, you know, staying there for four nights and getting the full feel of it, it's well done. I mean, they need to use this model. You know, of course, you know, with moderates and deluxes, they could spruce it up a little, but just the efficiency of the room was great.
Agreed. I mean, ever since I saw them start to roll out the latest updates that they've been making to these resorts when they redo the rooms, I knew that they were on the right track. They have really taken into account the way that people use the rooms, the, you know, amenities that they need in terms of USB ports, plugs, and other storage kind of things like that. So I was so glad to see them make these changes, and they've just done a great job.
I agree. So, you know, that's what happened was when we were down there, the 90s and the 80s were done. We stayed in the 70s. There was only about one wing of the 70s. We were in building 6 that was done. A majority of that building was still under refurb. The 60s building that was adjacent to ours was going through the refurbishment at that time. The 50s had not been touched. So that's where it stood 2 weeks ago. So, you know, I think that, you know, hopefully in the next 6 months, the whole resort will be done. But, you know, they're moving in the right direction. And the thing was, like, a lot of people ask, did the construction bother you? It didn't bother me one bit. What it was kind of neat because one day we didn't go to the park. It was actually January 1st because we were out late on New Year's Eve. We didn't go to the parks early. We kind of slept in and I was out running. And it's funny because they tell you that, you know, there's not going to be construction before 9 o'clock. Well, I was out running right at 9 o'clock, and it's crazy because, like, this army came out of nowhere of construction workers. I mean, just tons of them in the orange vest, these construction workers. I mean, there were people, you know, like bringing out the, like in the, they have like little cherry pickers. They're not loud or anything, but, you know, they're on the exterior of the buildings, but they came out of nowhere. And I mean, it was right at 9 o'clock. Like, it wasn't 9:01. It was like 9 o'clock in like 5 seconds. Here they come, you know, and they're getting to work. And they're also if you're staying at Art of Animation or Pop Century, they're working on the gondolas out in the middle of Hourglass Lake, which is kind of cool. They got the big barge, and that was kind of fun to see them putting that in, because you can say I saw it before it was actually in there. So that was one of the things that excited me. Also, mobile ordering. I know that's been around for quite a while. When it's busy, please be smart, because I forgot about this the first couple of days. It didn't cross my mind. Use the mobile ordering. For one thing, you get to, this is why I like using the Subway app, because I hate going down the aisle. It's like pressure, you know, like, do you want cucumbers? Do you want pickles? Do you want, there's 7 kinds of mustard. Don't put that pressure on me, man. It's stressful. Like, I like to have a screen in front of me and pick what I want to customize what I want. But I will say, make sure that you're careful to pick all of your options. Like, one day we're supposed to get a cookie. I didn't select it. So they weren't going to give me the cookie, and I sweet talked the lady. She gave me the cookie anyway. But the thing is, you got to watch and make sure you go through all the steps, but it is just as quick as ordering, probably quicker on days where it's crowded. And even one day at Electric Umbrella, right after the marathon, we were standing in line. You know what? One of those, like, they do this at Columbia Harbor House, and they do this, I think, at Pecos Bills, where there's kind of a queue and they tell you which one of the cashiers to go to place your order. It's like a big queue and they send you here and there and there. Well, the lady we got up to there, she says, "Oh, well, do you guys know how to use the mobile ordering?" I'm like, "Well, yeah, I forgot about that. You know, I just ran the marathon, totally forgot." just do the mobile order right now. It'll be faster than even going through these cashier lines. So Scott and I were like, cool. So we did, and it was faster. So even if you're in the restaurant itself, a lot of times it's easier. You can see what you're ordering. But I think the best use of this is one day we were still back at the hotel and we wanted to have lunch as soon as we got to the Magic Kingdom. And so we ordered, we want to try something different. We tried Pinocchio's Village House. We hadn't been there in years. So we ordered it while we were still back at Beach Club, jumped a bus, headed over to Magic Kingdom. And then as soon as you get there, you push this button, I'm here. 3 minutes later, our food was ready and we didn't waste any time, but we had ordered the food like 2 hours ahead of time, or like an hour ahead of time, probably. You know, it wasn't immediate, but it worked out great. The food was awesome. And I'm a big fan of using technology. So Ricky, did you use any mobile ordering? Cause I think it's a win. Cause I mean, you don't have to, but it's a win to have.
Yeah, I actually did. We used it at one day we went to Disney Springs and we used it at Deluxe Burger. And again, I didn't, you know, really notice the line, but I did it while I was on the bus. So, you know, Brian and I had made the decision, hey, let's go there. So we did it quickly on the bus, made our picks. Again, like you said, it is nice that the app allows you to, you know, make choices of, say, you don't want something on your sandwich or whatever, because I don't like pickles, so I didn't get the pickles on mine, so I opted for that. You know, that those options are available on the app, which is nice that you can just go through it that way. And again, super easy, super simple. I hit the I'm here button as soon as we walked in the door, and I went up to the counter. They gave me the pager, because at Deluxe Burger, it's, you know, they do the pager system. And then I went and sat down, and Brian and I had a nice table. They had the phone plugs, so I got to plug in my phone while I was sitting there waiting for them to bring my food. It just all went super easy, super simple. So yeah, love, love, love mobile ordering. It's so awesome.
But the thing is, just remember to use it. Like, I was 2 days into my trip and I hadn't used it. Oh, what am I doing? Like, I should have, you know, I think that, I don't know, set a reminder on your phone, you know, don't forget to mobile order, because it can save you a lot of time. And it's, you're killing two birds with one stone. Like, if you're waiting in line for Space Mountain for your fast pass to ride the ride, by then you could have all the order. Cause you know, with kids, it's like, oh, what, the hem and haw constantly, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you want a burger? Yeah. Do you want nuggets? Do you want a hot dog? You know, and what do you want on it? You know, so you're getting that argument out of the way. You don't have to do that at the restaurant. It's done. Boom. And you ride Space Mountain, you go eat, everybody's happy. So please use that. Okay, Ricky, give us something that you did that was new on this trip.
So one of the things that I did that was new is I actually went to Ale & Compass, which is the former location of Captain's Grill. And for those of you that have been listening to the podcast for a while, you know that I absolutely loved the breakfast at Captain's Grill before it went away. It was always one of those places that I could get a reservation. And I, you know, I just loved their chocolate waffles. Disney, please bring the chocolate waffles back. They were so delicious. But I decided, hey, you know what? This was always one of my favorite places, so I'm going to go back and try it again. I love, you know, they definitely redid the whole entire restaurant. They did a nice job with it. They kind of have themes of like grays and blues, navies, that kind of thing in there. They used to have a buffet for breakfast that is no longer an option. They do not have the buffet anymore, so it is all a la carte options here now moving forward. I got it was like an apple, it was like an apple pie French toast type situation is basically what it was. And it had caramel sauce on it, and little pieces of, like, you know, apple pie filling type situation. And then it had some cinnamon, brown, what I can only assume is maybe brown sugar on top of it. And oh my gosh, it was really, really, really good. I enjoyed it very much. The French toast was fantastic. It had... it was cooked, you know, perfectly. It was so good. And the thing that I liked about it is it wasn't overly sweet. Like, it was sweet. Don't get me wrong. Like, it was sweet. I think I texted Pam something about me having a diabetic coma. But it wasn't like overly sweet. Like you would expect with an apple pie filling type thing. It had more of a, like a tart apple to it. So like the tart apple kind of, helped out with the sweet, cinnamon and caramel flavoring that they had. And then it got served with, bacon, which was cooked to perfection because I like my bacon crispy, and it was absolutely perfect bacon. Got some coffee with it and everything like that. That was delicious too. So I think they did a really, really nice job with Allen Compass as far as breakfast goes. And I know I think Pam tried it for dinner, and I think she tried it for breakfast too. So I'm sure she has some thoughts as well. but I liked it. I will be back, even though they took off my chocolate waffles. Disney, please bring them back. Thank you.
All right. So Pam, we had dinner there.
We did.
I say bring back Captain's Grill, but that's just me. So Pam, give your thoughts quickly on Allen, because we could do a whole show on this, but I was not impressed.
So I think that they had some, I think first of all, that the restaurant looks beautiful. I think they did a great job bringing that into maybe the century, because I think it looked a little last
come and
century.
Knock on my door, come and knock on my door.
So it looks lovely. And there are, I think when we looked at the menu, there are some really good options that are available there. I think, you know, as far as the food went, that was fine. I think that they're still working out some kinks, though, I will say. And it's completely, you know, it's within the first like month of when the restaurant has been reopened. So I think it's going to hit a stride eventually. And we went for breakfast another day. And I really liked the breakfast choices. I was really impressed with some of the options that they had. Everything we had was fantastic for breakfast. It seems like they have that a little more under control than the dinner issue. And for dinner, you know, we were there with a large group. That always puts a little kink in things. I just felt like those issues were not worked out as well as, and they just didn't go as smoothly as breakfast does. So, but it's definitely not someplace I'm writing off. I like the food choices. I think they have some good choices. I just think that they just need to work out the kinks, and I think they'll get there.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give it another shot. I mean, we did have a very large group. We had a lot of kids. We had picky eaters. We had the national football, the college football, the semifinal going on with Georgia. We're trying to watch that, you know, on our phones and everything. It's because we want to get over to Martha's Vineyard to see the game. So there were just a lot of things going on. I had chicken and waffles and they were fine. They weren't anything special, but they're pretty good. But here's the thing. So quick story from marathon weekend real quick. I was starving the morning of the half marathon for some reason on Saturday. And so we're coming back into Epcot at mile 11. Scott and I are talking. We're just, you know, of course, we're 2 miles from the finish. So we're talking about what we're having for breakfast. And so I'm talking to Scott and I'm like, you know what I miss? I miss Captain's Grill on a good race weekend, because that was always like the secret, you know, like you could go there and get in and get a good breakfast without an ADR most race weekends.
Right.
This lady that's running next to us is like, right? I miss Captain's Grill. What are they thinking? That's like a race. She was like, yeah, we always got in there on race weekends and it was so good and nobody really knew about it. I was like, right. So we're having this big powwow. So I think that was kind of one of those things that if you were a Disney fan, like, and you were in the know, you knew that Captain's Grill was there, but I don't think many other people did. You know, I don't think it was high on people's radar, which I think Allen Compass might get some more attention. And I hope Disney's not trying to fancy up every place, you know, because it is a lot fancier. It felt to me, it was a lot fancier. And I like those mid-range places. I like the boat rides and the Olivias, and I don't want those to all go away. Pam, am I onto something there? Am I totally crazy? I want those mid-tier places. I don't want them to all become, you know, super fancy.
Did you feel like this one was overpriced? I don't remember the prices being that bad, but I don't remember looking at them.
I gave the credit card to Pam. I think he's my magic man. I didn't really look, but I think the thing was is it just felt fancier, like overall, like it felt stuffier. I don't know.
Food or the restaurant?
The atmosphere.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
The atmosphere didn't change the atmosphere that much. They mostly just,
to me.
Yeah, they mostly just painted the walls a different color and put in gray carpet. So, like, I feel like Allen Compass, the lounge, got fancier. But I don't feel like the restaurant was super fancy. It felt really much, pretty much the same overall.
Maybe it was
anyway.
Like they had those big wine glasses out and everything. I don't know. You know, I just have a different, I go to Texas Roadhouse. Like that's my jam.
Too,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
I still didn't think it was super fancy.
I didn't think it was, I mean, I didn't think it was like Yachtsman or anything, you know, or like a, you know, Jico or a, you know, Victoria and Albert's or anything. I don't know. I just, I, I, I like the simple things.
So if a place has wine glasses, maybe. Might think
I don't know. I don't even know what I'm saying. Okay, next. Pam, save me. What else did you do that was new this trip? I'm not making sense.
So we also went to a few of the different new dining locations down at Disney Springs, including, first of all, Pizza Ponte, which I thought had interesting pizza. It was kind of a thicker pizza, sort of a square. I wouldn't quite call it like, I don't know. I wouldn't really call it like Sicilian, but it wasn't that thick. But it had some good options in terms of the different kinds of pizza that you could get. And it's just really a quick service location. And I actually liked it better than Blaze Pizza. I felt like it just tasted more like authentic, like pizza that we're used to, I think. And we like some of the choices there in terms of, you know, the pizzas that were already made for you. I think Blaze is interesting in that you can pick like as many or all these different toppings, but like sometimes that's too much for me. Like I want you to have like a few different pizzas and I can choose from there. Like sometimes that's just what you need. So we ate over there. We thought that was pretty good. And it's a good choice if you're over there at the Disney Springs looking for someplace quick to eat and to grab a piece of pizza. They had more than just pizza too. They had I believe some calzones and maybe, you know, salads and sandwiches. And they had lots of different yummy looking desserts, which we just were too full to get. But I wish we would have tried it next time. That's on my list for next time because they looked good. And then we also tried Maria and Enzo's, which is the new sit down location over at Disney Springs. And again, this features a lot of Italian specialties. They have pasta, they have meat dishes, they have appetizers and salads, and oh my goodness, their drinks were extensive. There was an extensive drink menu. So they had all these different kind of drinks that you could order. But the one thing I will absolutely say about the restaurant is it's a lovely restaurant. It's in a huge building, has huge ceilings. We were with a big group, so we really kind of had the top half of sort of this upper floor. Most people will be sat on the main floor, though, which is when you walk into the restaurant, actually you go down the stairs to reach that, which is interesting. It has beautiful water views. It's going to be beautiful during the sunset, and it has these beautiful windows that you can look out to make sure that you see all of that. They feature more on, I think they described it as Italian food that more Americans would be familiar with, but I think that it did have an authentic flair to it. I felt like they're, you know, Steve had ordered this kind of thing that's sort of like lasagna, but instead of having the long noodles that we're all used to, it sort of just had, I think it was almost like elbow noodles. Then it had like a meat sauce and had some zucchini on the top, but it was very good. I thought it was a good dish. Liked seeing that choice there. I like seeing more than just pasta. I don't love pasta. So there were some choices besides pasta there. I tried Ricky's meatball, which was a good meatball. But I think, I think it's a solid choice. Again, I feel like for a restaurant that had literally opened within a week or so of when we dined there, I thought that things were running pretty smoothly for that kind of opening. And I thought that they had a lot of different choices. I think that most people are familiar with Italian food and will find something that they like eating there, even if it's just spaghetti and meatballs. The prices were probably, I don't know, I would say upper mid table service prices.
They were in the like mid 20s for pasta. Right.
And other things like that. So, still, I think it's nice to see all these places start to open in Disney Springs. I think that Disney Springs has so much potential, and just to see them, embracing that. And this one really has a very cute backstory. You know, as with all things in Disney Springs is supposed to be taking place in a location that used to be an old Florida town. And this was, you know, where the airline departure building, or they have another name for it, but basically that's what it was, the airline terminal, where you would wait for your flights. And this carries on with that theme, that story. And that's another thing that I really like to see Disney Springs do, that it carries on with the story. It keeps going with it. And I appreciate that. So I was glad to see that.
So just closing out of Maria and Enzo's, is that a place you take the kids? Like, is it a family restaurant, or is it a place that maybe is better served as date night? I mean, what do you think? Because I didn't get to eat there.
I don't think it would be date night. I think it would be someplace that I would take the kids for sure. I mean, it could be date night.
It could be.
But it's definitely something that the whole family can go to.
I will say they had the most adorable tray that Emily got for the kids meal, and it's kind of creative what they do. They let the kids pick the different choices that they want for their meal, and it's like an old lunch tray in a way. You know, if you think about it, it used to be the airline terminal, so it would be like a tray that you would expect to see, you know, on a plane, right? And back in the old days, so it was kind of like, it equates to that old lunch tray type situation. So in each different block, they let you pick a different item that would go in that block, a food item or drink or whatever. So I thought that was really adorable that they did that. So.
Wow, that sounds good. I like that. It's a good idea. So I might have to get the kids meal. That sounds like right up my alley.
I don't know that it's enough. That's enough food for you, but you might do better with the spaghetti. I'm just saying.
Yeah, spaghetti and meatballs all the way. Or lasagna. I love lasagna. Anyway, so Ricky, give us something else that you did that was new during this trip.
Okay, so there's kind of one thing that I do want to talk about. And it's something special that I did. And I can't say that I would ever get the chance to do it again. But I'm so glad that I got to do it. It just enhanced my trip, and it's just one of those special things that I'll always remember. So, I was gifted, with some of the, rider swap passes. And so, it was for Flight of Passage. And so I went there, it expired on, New Year's Eve. And so I went there. It was the day before New Year's Eve, so I went on the 30th, and the lines were 4 hours long for Flight of Passage. And I had the idea of, I want to make somebody's day. So what I did is with the rider swap pass, I could bring along, I think it was three people, me and then two other people. And so I went and scoured the line. And I found, I had a few of them. So I found a few families that I was able to take on Flight of Passage. I went to the very end of the line and found families I tried to do a larger family, but I missed on one of them. So I did families of two each time. And it was just so special because I got to say to them, you know, I went up to them and I was like, "Hi," I said, "how would you like to ride Flight of Passage now and not wait in this line?" And the response that I got was so fantastic and so wonderful, because I knew I was saving these people 4 hours in line. I did it. I helped out families and with little ones and a married couple, and it was one of the best things that I've ever done. Like, I can't even tell you how awesome it was. So if you ever have the opportunity, if you get one of those rider swap passes, you know, for one reason or another, you know, say you do have a little one and it's just you who's going to go ride the ride, see about trying to find a family that wants to go with you and take that joy to somebody else, because you never know how you'll make their day. And it was so much fun getting to talk with these families about their trips and you know, how they were doing. One of them was from South America. That was awesome to get to talk to them. One of them actually was a huge Avatar fan, so it was fun to get to talk to them too. Like, I am so glad that I did it, and I invite anybody who has the opportunity to do something like that to do it.
Yeah, it's one of the things I miss about Legacy Fastpass, honestly, because we'd always have leftover Fastpasses and they were paper, so you could physically give them to somebody and just, like, see the joy on their face. We got to do that one day during the trip, too. Mallory was celebrating her birthday, had her birthday button on. we decided to go on Astro Orbiter. You know, just Mallory and I, we love that ride. We always ride it together. We got up to the top. The cast member saw our button. We sang happy birthday to her up on the top deck of Astro Orbiter. And then when we got off, she handed us this little coupon. It said, you know, good for one fast pass, any attraction in Magic Kingdom. But it's good for up to six people. So we saw that and we're like, ooh, there's only three of us. Because it was just at that point, Pam and Mallory and I that day. So she was really proactive and said, we need to make sure we don't waste this. Let's go on Seven Dwarves Mine Train, but let's find six people. Let's make sure we have six people. I was like, all right, score. So one of our listeners, Lacey, who lives down in Florida, she met up with me after Space Mountain. We said hello and got to talk for a little bit. So we're like, Lacey, let's go ride Seven Dwarves Mine Train. She's like, yes. So we rode that. And then we found a gentleman and his daughter. It was a father-daughter trip. They were kind of mingling outside of Seven Dwarves, kind of deciding whether to get in the line. It was 180 minutes. You know, should we do it? Should we not? We're like, hey, we can get you in, man, right now. Let's do this. So we kind of did the same thing, got to talk and, you know, have a great conversation while we're waiting the 10 minutes to ride the ride in the Fast Pass line. And that's one of those joys that, you know, you think about things that have changed over the years. That's one of those things that I really, really enjoy that you can't do anymore, really. You know, give out the Fast Pass. It makes
not as easily anyway. Let's put it that way. So, like I said, if you have the opportunity, the ability to do it, please take it upon yourself to try, because it really is. It's so much fun to see the joy. I mean, I saved people 4 hours in line. Like they were like, well, what are we going to do now? You know what I'm saying? Like, they were expecting to wait the 4 hours in line for the ride. So they were like, we've got the whole day in front of us now.
Go to Flame Tree. Buy me a St. Louis ribs and we'll call it even.
Somebody offered to buy me something and I politely declined. I said, no, I'm really just doing this out of the goodness of my heart. I appreciate it. But I really, you know, I won't accept anything. I really just wanted to do this to be nice.
Ricky's like, I'm nice one day a week, man.
Take advantage of it. Yeah. Although I did have somebody think that I was a timeshare person, which I thought was hysterical too.
That's hilarious. Did you make them write a blog about the experience? You know, that's how you are. Like, okay, we expect a blog in the next 30 days.
So no, I did not make anybody write a blog about it. And it was really so much fun. I'm so glad I did it. So, you know, if you have the opportunity, try to do that.
300 words minimum in a pinnable graphic, man. That's what you got to have. I'm just saying. I know how these games work.
That is it, man. I'm telling you. 300 words, pinnable graphic. You got it made. Yep.
And Ricky, can you resize the picture, please?
Oh my goodness, Mike. I'm so tired of resizing
Pink
your pictures.
Monkey's gone. I can't figure it out. Anyway, okay. So Pam, what else did you do that was new?
So we all got to experience one of the attractions that has recently reopened at Walt Disney World, amid much fanfare and trepidation as well, right? The Hall of Presidents, of course, has been reopened. And this wasn't just done to install the new president, but to also completely redo the lead movie leading up into it. And I want to tell you that the movie is fantastic and really well done. They don't redo the movie that often. And I think it was really good to see it. It really, as I was sitting there watching it, it absolutely made me proud to be American. It kind of, you know, talked about, of course, what the same subject matter it has in the past, which is, you know, our split from being a British colony and moving from that space, doing all of that. But it was very patriotic, didn't you guys feel? It just really kind of pulled at your heartstrings a little bit.
It totally did, because what it does, it kind of, to me, it reminded me, like, it moved more towards American Adventure at Epcot, you know, when I think about it, because it was, there were a lot more, there was a lot of focus on the president, say, from the last 50 to 75 years, you know, just little film footage. They had the Lincoln part in there, but I thought it was neat because when I walked out and saw Lincoln, because Lincoln spoke, but what they did was they kind of brought down a set from the top there and put like a frame around him, kind of like a big box. Now, of course, that's where he was sitting anyway in the previous version, but it gave it kind of a different feel where he had his own little private stage and he was addressing things. And I thought it was really cool. And it really, to me, the movie focused on the office over the years and the fact that presidents are human, you know, they're just like us. And they talked about how Lincoln was, you know, a guy who had failed many times. And yet he was at this precipice in our country where we were going to either, you know, be a country united or a country divided, you know, over slavery and states' rights. And, you know, again, I think it focused on how these people made choices, but they were kind of like us, you know, but they were just put in extraordinary circumstances. I thought the movie was just, I didn't know what to expect. And I was glad I went in because the movie was awesome. I mean, it really did. Like you said, Pam, it made me so proud to be an American.
It really did. It really spoke a bit about the job that the Constitution sets forth for our president and what the president is supposed to do, which is, you know, his main job is to uphold the Constitution, which I think was really interesting just to point that out to folks who don't know possibly what the job of the president is, that was a cool thing to actually hear them discuss that. It was interesting. Really, I just felt like it was very well done. And, you know, the theater was packed. I think that the movie was really received well. And it just did, you know, it did kind of make you just get that feeling when talking about, especially social studies in particular, because as we know, those are sort of being eliminated from our elementary schools in teaching things like the history and social studies that I think is really so important. That our kids do know we are still a very young country, and it did a great job of talking about some of those things. So if nothing else, your kids can go there and see the Hall of Presidents movie and learn a little bit more about what the president is supposed to be doing. So I was glad to see that and just to see the changes. So love to see changes at any attraction, I will say.
Yeah. And you know what, too, you know, speaking to that, I think that that's what Walt Disney World and the Disney parks do best. I think that they're, you know, from somebody that came out of education, that it's a great discussion starter for your family. You know, like, you know, what is the Constitution? You can have that discussion with your kids after you leave. And then the thing is, once they hit fourth, fifth, sixth grade in elementary school, you know, social studies isn't taught as much, but those kind of things will still be taught. You know, they have a connection now to it. They can say, oh, I remember when I saw the Hall of Presidents, or when I was at the American Adventure, or when I spoke with cast member James waiting for the performance to start. Cast member James is just, he's a treasure for Walt Disney World. He's been at the Hall of Presidents forever.
Oh, for sure.
He takes it so seriously because he's a former teacher. You know, he knows that everybody needs to have some knowledge of their nation's history, and he really is passionate about it. I love people like him. Shout out to James. I still have a picture of Paige getting sworn into, you know, reading the presidential oath of office back when she was like 9. I treasure that picture. But I think, you know, it's neat to see new things, and it was well received. And, you know, I'm just glad that I think they did it well. You know, the movie really moved me, and it did. It reminded me a lot of American Adventure. Ricky, did you see it too?
I did. I agree with you that it reminded me a lot of American Adventure. They really, in the movie, like Pam said, they really took it and showcased the role of the president and, you know, showcased some of the presidents that maybe they hadn't in the past, too. I felt like they did a lot on Teddy Roosevelt this time, which I don't think that they've done in the past, or maybe not as much. So I thought that was interesting as well. They really, you know, I think that they handled everything with the utmost care that they possibly could, and we'll just leave it at that.
Well, the 7-minute piece on Warren J. Harding was a bit much, but
other than that,
you know, we were good to go on it. I thought, oh no, just kidding. It was only 6 minutes.
No, we didn't learn about Warren J. Harding. Sorry.
Okay, Calvin
Warren J.
Coolidge.
Harding fans. Yeah, little James. Mike made you
James
excited,
K. Polk.
But no.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, all right. So Pam, is there one other thing? Because let's sneak in one more thing, and then cut everybody loose for the weekend.
So we all also got to participate, thanks to our wonderful organizers as part of the BOGP Lizards. Thanks to Teresa and Jocelyn, of course, for helping us with this. But the wagon ride over at Fort Wilderness, which was really fun. I actually have never done the wagon ride over at Fort Wilderness. Or if I have, I've completely blanked on it. But we all got to participate in that together. It was great to get to meet some of you for the first time, and great to see folks that we've known for quite a long time. There were two different wagon rides, and it was really cool because, first of all, you got to see two of their beautiful horses. And these horses are big. Most of the horses over there are either Percherons or Belgians. If you know anything about horses, those are humongous horses. And our great driver told us that they could carry, was it 3 or 6 times their weight? Whatever it was, It was a lot of weight, so they had no trouble hauling our group around, which was awesome. They were beautiful and well-behaved. But basically, the ride over at Fort Wilderness takes you through some of the campsites. And it was very cool that we got to do this because we were still seeing some of the wonderful holiday decorations that people at Fort Wilderness do. They bring down in their RV, put these up for us to enjoy. It's kind of like a, you know, a whole huge holiday display that you would actually go pay money to see. Some of them are so elaborate. And we were fortunate enough that some of them were still up for a little bit. So we got to see some of those. But it was fun. It was good fun. And for those who are worried about this, because I had concerns about this and other people talked about it, there is no hay.
Yeah,
in the wagon
I had no
ride.
Idea. I thought there'd be hay, you know, and it was like just like shellacked. It was sweet. You know, it was really
nice.
It
was beautiful. There was like a bench. Exactly. It was very comfortable.
It was.
So it was nice. And then we, some of us ate a meal at Trails End.
Some of us ate their whole meal before the other some of us actually got our meals. I felt so bad that night. Why can't they do groups?
Trails End. I know. They do a bad job. And you know what? I've experienced this, whether we had just a few people or whether we've had a bunch of folks. They seem to underestimate the time that it takes folks to eat at their restaurant because we had a huge wait, I think, last year. Well, I won't say huge, but we had a big wait last year. And this time, I just won't. They didn't do right by our group, I will say. They split us up, and then the second group and the second and third group didn't get to come in until we were, like, almost done with our, the first group's meal. So anyways, all good in the end. It's always challenging to eat with a group. It's just one of the things that you have to kind of embrace, I guess.
Pam, I do have one question for you.
Yes.
Is this romantic?
Yes. Ricky and I took a picture. We were sitting next to each other near the wagon ride, and we asked the question, you know, the question that all the BOGP listeners know, is this romantic? And so,
you know, ironically enough, that's been one of the most liked pictures I've had on Instagram. Hysterical, so
well, we didn't even hold hands.
I know, dang it, Pam, we failed the romance.
You know what, though, it is Valentine's season now, you know, so we're being very topical.
I wasn't sitting next to my husband, I was sitting next to Pam, which I love. I think that's hysterical. So,
you know what, though, to be honest, because I had no idea what to expect, and those wagons were nice, it was a great way to socialize with a group. I think we had about 20 per wagon, it was very laid back, and the thing was, it was very inexpensive. I think it came to like 10 or 12 bucks a person. So I think a lot of folks are out there going down for like family reunions or with a larger group, you know, folks, family that you don't get to see as often. As much as we had to wait, some of us, for Trails End, I think it makes for a fun night to go over, ride the wagon with your big group. It's really relaxed. It's very fun. Have a meal at Trails End, or maybe go to Wilderness Lodge, go to Whispering Canyon, something like that. Hop a boat to the Magic Kingdom and have a fun night. I think that's a struggle for people trying to find stuff for larger groups to do, kind of like a little private, so, you know, group. And mm-hmm. you know, that was a hit. Like, that was one of the highlights of the whole weekend for me.
It was really fun. And again, I want to thank Teresa for reserving those for us and laying out the money for it. And also Jocelyn for helping us organize those as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Absolutely. Well, you know, it's fun. We got lots more to talk about, because one of the things, you know, a lot of these things we're kind of holding back because we wanted to dedicate a whole show to. One of the things I want to talk about here in the next few weeks is that the Gardeners, you know, my good friends Scott and Elizabeth and Emily, they kind of combined. We give each other gifts for the holidays, and Mallory's birthday was while we were down there. So they did something very special for Mallory, and Emily and Mallory got their hair done over at the Grand Floridian, which is a great way to, if you don't want to do Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, if the girls think they're too old for that experience, they had a blast. I can't remember the name of the place, but they got their
Ivy
hair done.
Ivy
Trellis, that's it. And Scott and I got to take some cool pictures in there back with, looking like we're getting our hair washed, and so it was crazy. But, you know, we'll talk about that on a future show, because I think it's a great option for, like, the preteens. If you're, you know, if they're kind of getting too old for Bibbidi Bobbidi, but they still want to, you know, get their hair done like a princess, you know, and get that royal treatment. I'd like to walk you through that because that was a lot of fun. So that'll be coming up here in the next few weeks as well. But that's going to do it for today. So hope you enjoyed some of the new things we did. And again, when you're heading down to Walt Disney World, lots of new stuff for you to explore as well. Today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. So when it comes time to head down to Walt Disney World for 2018, and now is the time to book because the inventory's there. There's lots of specials out there for basically the first, I would say, you know, not half, but almost half of 2018. You got Fun and Sun. That's one of the discounts running right now. You got the summer meal deal for certain resorts. Just here's the best advice. Drop by themagicforless.com today. Fill out that free no obligation quote. Put in your travel party. Put in your dates. Put in your preferred resorts. And an agent will get back to you right away to tell you about availability, pricing, you know, what discounts are available to you. If you can move it around to get a discount if you're outside of the dates. Stuff like that. You know, cost you nothing extra. You got information. And then we can, you know, modify from there until we get you the perfect package at the best price possible. That's what the agents do every day, all day over at the Magic for Less. So check them out today. Again, please do let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. We'd appreciate that very much. But check them out over at themagicforless.com. And don't forget, as you're doing that online shopping this weekend, please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. We'd sure appreciate that. All right. Don't forget, follow us on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at Be Our Guest Mike. And we've got a great Facebook group at facebook.com/Be Our Guest Podcast. All right, time to cut you loose. We'll be back again on Monday with a great trip report talking Disney. But as always, thank you so much for supporting the show and for listening to the podcast. Hope you always enjoy it. If you have any suggestions for the show, please do drop those to me at mike@brguestpodcast.com. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. But whatever you do, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.